This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, in the commercial news media where they have TV stations with hundreds of people, they'll assemble a show sometimes in just a few minutes because of the press of events. But I don't think in the 10 years that we've done the Paracast, we ever planned a show and began to execute that plan in 20 minutes flat. Is this a record for us, Chris?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think the closest we've come is when we've done a couple of episodes at the International UFO Congress. Then we assembled guests pretty quickly. And we got some pretty good content out of it, and I have hopes for today. But I want to talk briefly about something that we mentioned during the After the Paracast podcast, which is a part of the Paracast Plus package. And I'd like to bring it up here, too. And that's about the level of evidence that's available to prove that UFOs are spaceships. Now, last week we featured Phyllis Bunninger. And she's a terrific guest. She's a nice lady who obviously is very dedicated to her work. And she recounted her research into the Delphos, Kansas UFO case from 1971, is it, Chris? And then the Barney and Betty Hill case from 1961, where she actually looked at Betty Hill's dress.
Right.
Now, in all this testing she did, and she's a chemist by profession, she found no evidence to indicate the presence of an alien. Now, I don't know about you. That doesn't prove anything, that there are no aliens. But where's the proof that there are aliens?
Number one, it's how many years after the alleged abduction did she do the testing? So, you know, even though the dress did hang in the closet and was never washed, you know, the way DNA testing goes, you would think that there would be something, but no. I just had my DNA tested, actually. I got my results yesterday.
What do we know about you? Are you an Earth person?
Well,
folks, listen, he's hesitating.
It's, you know, I was told by my erstwhile father, I was adopted by another family, he lost me, and now he's dead.
Well, that's his punishment for losing you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, he must have been quite the flimflam man, because I don't have a great-grandmother who's Cherokee, as he put it. I am more British than most Brits.
I say, old chap.
Yes, I'm 70% Brit. 17% from the Iberian Peninsula. So
what?
Maybe I'm fast. And 1% Jewish, 1% Finnish, 1% Russian, and 1% Mali from West Africa, and 1%, what's the country right off of Madagascar in southern Africa? That's probably where my, you know, great, great, great to about a 10,000 generations ago, I was probably some, you know, hairy, naked, barely tool-using primate.
So you are very slightly African-American.
Yes. 0.5% Mali, 0.5%. I was probably a captured slave in the 1400s or something. I don't know. That was taken to the Iberian Peninsula and married into a Spanish family that somehow had a connection to Great Britain. Probably fell off the boat in the Spanish Armada. And
so that explains a lot. Falling off the boat, I mean.
Yeah. Well, according to my profile, it says you're more British than most Brits.
All right. I like the 1% Jewish.
Yeah, well, yeah, at least I got a little in me. You know, what can I say? At least I'm one of the chosen.
That's right. I just wonder who chose you. But I was thinking here, maybe I should get a DNA test. What do they cost now?
$99.
Okay. $99. Any listeners want to contribute to my DNA test?
I did it to see if my I really had some Cherokee in me, because I wanted to get my card. If I did have a great great grandmother, a great 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 grandmother, I would be 1/8 Cherokee, and then I could get my card and get casino royalties. But no.
It's your relative's fault. So the whole thing here is you were trying to confirm the percentage of Native American blood in you.
Well, that was one reason, yeah. But I was just curious, and I love the fact that they did this 20,000 markers, I think, or something. And it's fascinating to trace your DNA back. Of course, I'm not sure if it was mitochondrial that they do? I'm not sure. I need to check. I just looked at the results. I didn't check and go deeper into it to see the actual science involved and which side of the family. It's probably my father's side, so it's a patrilineal test. A matrilineal test is going to be different, because I do know my lineage on my mother's side, and I'm descendant of the Wygants and Carters, and they're English and German. So, but I had no German show up, no Irish. I mean, with a name like O'Brien, you think you at least have a little bit of Irish in you, but no, none, not one bit.
Long and short of it is here is that I would think that if Betty Hill's dress was managed or handled by aliens, would the DNA still be there after 50, 60 years or something like that?
Well, supposedly they excrete, their bodily waste from their skin. So I would imagine, yeah, it would be pretty obvious that there'd be some alien poo or something on that dress underneath the armpits, like she described, where they were carrying her. There should be something there.
But there isn't. There wasn't. Nothing was seen. See, this is the biggest problem we have with this. Sometimes you see something anomalous in the testing. Well, this isn't really normal. But at the end of the day, we've been saying UFOs are spaceships, or most people have been saying that. We obviously have the reality of the sightings and the radar and the trace evidence. But nothing says ET. Not a bit of it says ET, not at all.
Yep, you should think that one of those machines would have gone, ET, ET.
Okay, or something like that. Whatever it is, we're not seeing the evidence. It doesn't mean UFOs aren't spaceships. But I think when you reach a point where we're talking about all these years doing testing, researching, we see evidence of that. Now, of course, if they are time travelers from the future, like the 12 Monkeys TV show, or even from another dimension, I guess we'd see it. But if they're from right here on Earth, a breakaway civilization, whatever, obviously the DNA would be human where it exists. I don't know. Anyway, what we're going to talk about today in the PowerCast has nothing whatever to do with trace evidence, although potentially it could. We've been talking about projects for UFO detectors, such as the San Luis Valley Camera Project, and of course UFO Data. That project, which we featured on an episode of the PowerCast, is run by Mark Roediger of the Center for UFO Studies, along with Leslie Kane. And read a story that Chris forwarded to me a few weeks back, headlined Vancouver Software Engineers Shoebox-Sized Satellite to Join the UFO Hunt. And we've been trying to get together with one of the team who's involved in this CubeSat for Disclosure venture to launch a UFO detector into low Earth orbit. And the fellow who's joining us is the project manager and software engineer by the name of Dave Cote. So we're going to find out from Dave in just a few minutes about how he got involved in UFOs, why he thinks a low Earth orbit satellite will be productive, the status of the project, and when it might be launched. And that sounds fascinating if you're looking for nuts and bolts UFO research to see what's going on. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Dave Cote. And
hi there.
Hi there. Joining us on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. We're going to talk about this CubeSat project for disclosure. But first, let me remind you, we mentioned in our previous segment, we have a second radio show out there that we'd like you to listen to, like you to get caught up in. It's called After the Paracast. And originally it started out just to be kind of a wrap-up show or color commentary. But then we would do episodes, and suddenly we find that we can't just do the regular show in the normal amount of time. The guest has more to say. So we continue the episode in after the Paracast. We did that with our listener roundtable. We did that with another show of ours where we had the 10th anniversary episode. But to get after the Paracast, you've got to be a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Dave Cote, first thing I want to know, sir, is how did you get interested in following UFOs?
Well, it started for me, I think it was around 2010, and I'd heard a lot of stories from various friends, some of them being reputable. One of them was a film director, as I used to work in film, and I never really thought too much of it. And around 2010, I had an old high school friend who I know quite well, trust him. He told me of an experience that he had had in California. For him, it was 2008, off the coast of California. He witnessed, apparently, like a mile-wide ship over the water, over a few islands. And the islands gave him reference so that he could say it was about a mile wide. He described all the details to me, and I was still quite skeptical. And I told him, like I know you, I trust you, but this is just, like, it's out of this world, literally. And I had a hard time hearing his story. And at that point, he invited me. He said, would you like to see them? And I kind of thought, what? He said that ever since the sighting he had, it kind of terrified him. He said when it happened, cars came screeching to a halt. Some people screamed. And he says ever since it happened, he'll go looking in the night skies and he'll usually see something. Now, I don't know if there's a connection there, like he's had a sighting and then he sees more things. So he invited me along and I thought, well, yeah, sure, I'd love to see something to help with my skepticism. And so he took me out to a place called Mission. It's close to my family's house near Vancouver. And we went to Rowley Lake at night and we kind of just sat under the stars and waited. It was about an hour in when I was losing hope, thinking, you know, this is ridiculous. We saw something. We saw a little, it looked like a flash bulb turn on above us, way up kind of in the atmosphere. And my friend, he started hollering, really excited. I just kind of jumped out of myself. I think it freaked me out a little. As the light started kind of circling around and moving, and then it would turn out, and then it would turn on again, and it would kind of zigzag. Now, this was before drones existed, so it was not a drone, and it wasn't a plane, obviously, and it wasn't a helicopter. There was no sound. So at this point in time, my skepticism turned into a question of, like, what did I see? What could this possibly be? And then I began researching the subject, trying to figure out what it was I was looking at that night. And since then, I went out that whole summer. I invited my brothers to come with us. We had a few sightings. I just could not get my logical brain around what we were seeing. So this is what kind of led to my interest in wanting to find a scientific way of pinning down what we were witnessing.
Let me ask you here. Before you saw those orbs,
yeah.
Before your friend told you of the mile-long UFO,
yeah.
You never read about the subject, you never paid attention to it.
I mean, in a fun kind of way, like watching X-Files and ancient aliens and documentary, that kind of thing, where it's interesting. It's like, I mean, I thought there's no proof for this, but it's an interesting theory that we've been visiting.
So at this point, to you, it was just maybe a form of entertainment, some information, some relaxation. But you exactly. Directly, having seen something strange, assume it must be extraterrestrial?
Well, one thing that happened was I saw these UFOs over the course of a summer. It told me that there's something there. Now, whether this is a government black ops thing, however, in Canada, in the small town near Maple Ridge or Mission, I don't see how that would be the case. But it kind of verified what my friend had told me about this huge sighting that he had had. And if this huge sighting that he had seen in 2008 were true, then I can't see that being any kind of Earth project if it was literally a mile long. In my research after this, I came across like the famous Phoenix Lights. That's a very, you know, a reputable claim, and that ship was very large, and it's hard to see that as being something that humans or governments are playing with.
Fair enough. Now, how did you set up this project to send aloft a UFO detector? How did it lead to that, just seeing something strange, seeing strange things in the sky?
Well, since that time, I mean, I've had a few sightings as I tend to look up a little more, day or night. I was in Thailand in Bangkok with my fiance a couple of years back, and we were on the roof of our apartment in broad daylight, just laying there, you know, relaxing, and we saw a cigar-shaped object floating above us and going across the sky, and it had no wings. It was about probably the height, maybe a bit higher as an airline jet, but it was very strange. It was literally one of the cigar-shaped UFOs that you see pictures of.
Now, we're talking here about the same size as a regular aircraft, except without the wings and the tail, pretty much.
Pretty much. It might have been a bit larger, and we watched it for quite a while to make sure like it wasn't a trick of the light. And, yeah, it had no wings. It was very strange. So since then, yeah, we've had a few other sightings, and it's just kind of been in my brain and one of those things that I can't figure out. And because of that, it's like something in my mind does not make sense. I was reading an article about Interorbital Systems. It's a company that does launches, and there's this big article on how they will send a really small CubeSat. It's not quite a CubeSat, a little smaller, and they'll launch it for you for $8,000. And that kind of keened my interest, thinking, wow, maybe we can actually do an experiment to see what the UFO phenomenon is.
You know, before we get into our next segment, how interesting it is that a long time ago you wanted to launch anything into orbit, any kind of satellite, you're talking about tens and tens of billions of dollars.
That's
so it's
right.
A province of very rich people or governments. Regular people couldn't do it. We want to get into this great equalizer in terms of launching a satellite and what you hope to accomplish, and we'll deal maybe more with your experiences. We have Dave Coate with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the Paracast, we have Dave Cote, who is a software engineer, has had UFO sightings, including a large cigar-shaped craft, and now is looking into the possibility and trying to make this project work, he and his colleagues, for a CubeSat. You're talking about $8,000 cost. What kind of launch is this? Is this regular orbit, like you launch a communications satellite or kind of other probe?
The $8,000 launch was for a tiny device. It's called a TubeSat. It's smaller than a CubeSat. It wouldn't have much functionality to it. So what we're doing is we're launching a CubeSat, either a U1 or a U2, which is the U1 it's 10 centimeters cubed. A U2, you just double that. It's two of them stuck together. So our launch is actually going to cost, the launch itself is about $17,000, and then the building of the satellite will probably be about that as well. So it'll probably come up to 30,000, maybe a little more after everything is considered. And our launch, it will go, I think it's between 310 kilometers to 400 kilometers, depending on space weather at the day of the launch. This will only give us approximately 3 months of orbit before it re-enters and burns up. So it's not the same as like the Globalstar network that's up
there. Yeah, it's a low orbit, in other words.
Yeah. Yeah.
What sort of trajectory will it have once it's placed in orbit? Where would will it be going around the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, the equator?
It'll be a polar orbit, so it'll be heading south, and it'll do a polar orbit in a southward direction. I'm assuming it'll kind of go over different parts of the Earth, similar to the International Space Station. Goes around, but then it moves over just a bit because of the rotation of the Earth.
So it'll be moving east every orbit. It'll have a slightly different longitude.
Yeah, so it'll eventually cover all parts of the globe.
So you're going to get a complete coverage with this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it'll be a small area for, like, it'll only see the small area as it's traveling around. It would be nice to have a network of maybe 100 of them, but that's
yeah,
fair.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get into the details with you about this, what you hope to accomplish in terms of the measuring equipment on it. But is this also meant then as maybe a way to test the concept and maybe interest people who have the money to set up a complete network of these satellites?
Definitely. That's kind of my thoughts were, I mean, when I did my first, I think it was the first 2 months of our fundraising, a TV news media place contacted me out of Ontario and they interviewed me on it. And I thought, I've already kind of reached the goal of getting the word out because, yes, I think the fact that we're doing this, it kind of opens people's eyes and opens their minds to the fact that it's possible. I mean, it's not going to cost hundreds of millions anymore with, you know, $30,000, $40,000. Anyone can just launch one of these things.
Okay, so obviously it is affordable. And yeah. Just remember, just as an example of the cost, $17,000 for the launching, like that, the total cost being in the 30,000s range, that's about the cost of an average new car. I think an average new car in the United States is close to $34,000 now. So yep. Is this something that you can actually go to a bank and finance, or did you have to just use crowdfunding?
Well, in the beginning, when I had thought it would only cost $8,000, I was considering doing it myself. I contacted a couple friends and said, hey, do you guys want to get in on this with me? And one of them, no one would just, you know, put up their money. And they suggested, why don't I do some crowdfunding? So I thought, okay, well, I'll give it a try. I didn't really have high hopes on it, but I thought, you know, it's worth a try. So I put it up. And while I was putting it up and doing my research, I realized that to actually get the instruments we need, it's going to be a lot more. So I had set our initial crowdfunding at $50,000 because once data costs are included, and everything is included, and we may have to pay some people for their time for soldering and electrical things, it does add up quite quickly. And so, yeah, that's how I ended up going the crowdsource route. I didn't finance any of it. None of it's on loan. It's all interested parties that are putting their own money in, and they just want to see us try to help disclosure happen.
So you expect here that there's a chance you'll be able to detect something strange.
I think so. I think there's a chance. I mean, just going on the sightings I've had, I'd say 50% of the time going out on a summer night near some water or lake and looking at the sky for a couple hours, we see something strange. Now, they are UFOs. They're unidentified flying objects. We don't know what they are. So if we see that half the time going out looking, and I don't go out often, I mean, over the summer, maybe I'll go 5 times, and then 2 or 3 of those times we'll see a strange light in the sky that's not moving normally. So this gives me hopes to think that, yeah, we'll capture something, and with the right instruments, hopefully it won't just be a UFO, and we might be able to say it's an identifiable flying object.
What interests me, first of all, is the batting average you have in seeing strange things in the sky. I mean, people do this for years and see nothing. And you have a 50% chance of seeing something if you spend a few hours outside?
I think, you know, what actually got me thinking about it was, I mean, I had never seen anything before. And I guess in my own mind, I would think, yeah, I've looked at the sky a lot. But I never actually put a blanket out, scanned the sky for, you know, a 4-hour period of time. I'd never done that before, and I wonder how many people actually do that.
Well, first of all, I must have missed where these sighting events occurred. Where exactly were you?
This was in Mission, which is close to Vancouver, about an hour and a half drive from Vancouver, Canada.
But which direction?
East of Vancouver.
Okay, so you were, let's see, about
West Coast of the continent.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Illinois in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, I've been all through that area, Harrison Hot Springs, all the way over to Jasper and Lake Louise, and then up the Saskatchewan River Valley. An area that's really not that, there's not that much population there. Have you spoke with Brian Vike, who's runs a kind of a UFO group there in BC?
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, you should. Look him up, V-I-K-E, Brian Vike. He's been a clearinghouse for British Columbia Reports for 20-plus years.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I'll
do that. Because what you may want to do is, that's a pretty incredible statistic. Where I lived for 13 years down in Colorado, at least for the United States, has the, per 10,000 population, has the highest number of UFO sightings. It's around 273 sighting events per 10,000 population. So, you know, what you're talking about is so far above any established level of sighting events for an area that I'm scratching my head going, man, maybe I should take a trip up there. If you think that every other time you go out, you're going to be seeing objects up there, maybe more people need to be focusing their attentions on that part of southern British Columbia.
And I'm going to ask you another question we have to break in a moment, and that is here, you're having this great batting average. Have you talked to people who live in that area about whether they are seeing UFOs? Do the local newspapers or local media report frequent sightings? I want to know more about that, and we'll get into that and then focus more on your satellite project with Dave Cote and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Dave Cote, and he's involved in a project called CubeSat for Disclosure. And he's talking about the fact that he is seeing UFOs west of Vancouver in the province of British Columbia, Canada, has a 500 batting average, which means half the time he looks or goes out, he sees something. So what about the local media? What about the local populace? Are other people reporting a lot of UFOs?
Well, I have not looked into any reporting channels. Like, I have not. I think I reported maybe one. I had found an app on my Android phone. Can't remember the name of the app, but you could report UFO sightings. You could also look for UFO reports within your radius, et cetera. I had done that once, but mainly I had just kind of talked about it with my family, my friends, people I'd take. My brothers are both science students as well, and they're highly skeptical. So whenever we would see something, we would talk about it, and by the time the next day had rolled around, we'd kind of discounted it as much as we could to the point where we didn't really believe what we saw again. And then we'd go another few nights and we'd see something else. And this is kind of the process we'd go through. Like, I'll try to describe what we would see that would be, you know, a common thing that we would see is you'd see a quick little flash, like a flash bulb going off way in the atmosphere above you. And then you'd kind of pay attention and then you'd wait and then it would flash again and sometimes actually stay on for a bit. And this little light would kind of wiggle around and then it would turn out. So then we would see that and we'd think, what the heck? We'd start to talk about, well, it's not a plane because, I mean, planes, they're very predictable. They have their flashing lights that they legally have to have. They move in a straight line. They don't go in arcs. No sound. So likely not a helicopter. Then we would start saying, well, could it be, you know, a falling star or a meteor? I mean, if it's a flash, it's a single flash, then yes, it very well could be a meteor just hitting, not streaking because maybe it's coming directly at us. But when it actually stays on and moves a little bit, that's when you start to question, like, what on earth are we witnessing here? Some of the times we'd just see a flicker, like the light turn on for a sec, go off. Other times it would stay on and move about. I bet if I say how many times did we see something actually moving, making a motion through the sky, that would lower my batting average significantly. But yeah, we've had quite a few times that we were scratching our heads and not able to explain to each other or ourselves what we were seeing.
Chris, you've done so many years of field investigation. Ever hear of lights like that?
Yeah, I've heard of every configuration, every description, every color, every type of movement. There is no real rhyme or reason. It's very intriguing to me, though, that there should be all this apparent activity going on, and we just aren't hearing about it through Brian Vike and others. Of course, right there in Seattle is the National UFO Reporting Center and Peter Davenport. And I think if you want to do some more research, Dave, you should contact Peter and find out the kinds of reports that are right across the border there in north central Washington over towards, I guess, the Seattle area, and then up around between Nelson and Beast and Vancouver, and get a little better sense of what officially is being reported there. Some of what you're seeing could be some sort of Boeing might be trotting stuff out and test flying stuff over there. You never know. So I think it'll be interesting for you to do some research and get a little bit more up to speed on some of the activity that's going on in the area. I love the idea of your project. I think it's a really good one.
Oh, I was just saying thank you.
Yeah. Any sort of help that we can give you here at the Paracast, let us know. We have a international audience. We've got folks up in your area and all over the world listening to the show every week. And we do kind of pride ourselves in being up to speed on a lot of the different subject matters that we cover here, especially UFOs. And I think it's important for you to get up to speed. And that's going to help you, too, in terms of selecting the brands and types of equipment that you want to put on your bird. Obviously you're doing that, but, I've got some contacts for you that, guys that used to work at Aerojet and design optic systems for, Department of Defense and other things. So, you do have recourse in getting some consultancy, type assistance, from people that really know their stuff. And, you don't, with this kind of operation and limited lifespan, you want to maximize the potential as much as you can. And bang for the buck. And there's ways to, you don't want to have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. And the cost of the technology, as I'm sure you found out, is falling off a cliff, which is, I think, really good for the UFO detection, projects out there. I have one going myself that's going to be a ground-based detection system, but triangulated array so we can pull some good science out. You need to talk to some scientists, some optical physicists and others, and find out the kind of data that they would require to take seriously. That would be my number one suggestion. And I'm sure, to some extent you've done that, but, you should really spread your net far and wide for real good targeted professional scientific help with this. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky enough. I had a fellow named Matt Lippert who's come aboard. I'll give a bit of background. When I first started, I had a family friend, and he's taking his master's degree he's doing in CubeSat optimization, and he was going to help to build it and everything. Once we had our first news broadcast, I think it freaked him out a little because he's applying for his master's at different schools, and he pulled out, and he said, he didn't want to associate it with the UFO subject while he's applying to schools for his master's. And at that point, I kind of freaked out thinking, wow, I guess I have to build this myself. I'd have to learn. But then a fellow from AFIT, the Air Force Institute of Technology, he sent me a message through our Kickstarter, and he said he's very interested. He had a similar idea that, he wanted to send a CubeSat up for a similar purpose, and he wanted to help out. I vetted him. I mean, the fact that he works for the Air Force, I had all kinds of, conspiracy thoughts like, oh, the Air Force, right? Are they trying to get involved or whatever? But it turns out he works for them in an educational capacity, basically teaching them about CubeSats. And he's got an interest in our project because he wants to start a CubeSat company. So by teaming up with us and building this with us, he gets to launch his first satellite and then kind of pull out from his current job and start his own Lippert Technologies, where he'll basically offer to people, let's build you a CubeSat. So it's kind of beneficial to him as well as us. And he's taken on the majority of the building of the components, which is great, because at the school, he's got access to electrical engineers, people who know how to actually do the soldering, et cetera. He's helped in a way that we can take it's called a BeagleBone black board, and then they'll swap the RAM out to make it a little sturdier for the radiation that's up in orbit. And he also has, he's got SpaceX on speed dial and all these different folks that he talks to. That alone has helped us a lot in terms of just the instruments what's either available, what we need, things that don't exist that he's been able to kind of modulate or build himself. So I'm very thankful to Matt Lippert for coming aboard, and he's really making things a lot easier that way.
Now, I want to go into, when we get back after the break, and asking you about the equipment on the site, what assumptions you're making about what you hope to measure with regard to a UFO. But first, let me tell our listeners, now, as some of you already know, the PowerCast is not all that we do. We have a second radio show where we cover personal technology with special interviews, the latest gadgets and such. It's called the Tech Night Owl Live. It was actually my first radio show. It started in 2002, and you could check it out at technightowl.com/radio. That's technightowl.com/radio. But we also have a companion radio show for the PowerCast, and we call it, of course, After the PowerCast. It includes color commentary, just Chris and I talking. Occasionally we continue interviews that began in the regular episode of the PowerCast because it's just too much to cover, not enough time, and so we continue as we've done in recent weeks with our listener roundtable and also with our 10th anniversary show with Paul Kimball and Greg Bishop and Gox Mackay. To learn more about it, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And we have low subscription rates. You can try it month to month. You can try it by the year, by 5 years, and even a lifetime subscription, because we'll be here at least another 10 years, and it's certainly going to be a bargain. Plus.theparacast.com. We have Dave Coate joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you